Well, what about the part where the stovepipe connects and then on up to the outside?
Are you talking about an elbow?
Elbow
in the stovepipe?
I was thinking in terms of the flue. What would you call it?
Well, now the flue was also the chimney. That was the where you. It was the brick.
Well, now in a regular heating stove with the stovepipe, the flue, when that where you turn.
The damper,
didn't that connect?
The damper was there, and then it went into the flue or the chimney.
Mm-hmm. Well, in any of the houses that you lived in, did you have fireplaces?
Yes.
Functional fireplaces?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. What did you call the front of the fireplace, you know, that jutted into the room, the open area in front of
the hearth.
And what about those the things inside a fireplace that you would place the wood across?
That was always called andirons. Some people call them dogs, but not. I don't think I ever heard them called
andirons.
Dogs.
And then we have a grate.
Andirons and or grate. The grate is different from the andirons. Andirons come straight back, and the grate is the more of
back
a boxy.
Back through our andirons way. We just use the grate.
Right.
Well, what about, what did you call those big pieces of wood that you burned in your fireplace?
It was usually just called, go get some more firewood, or...
Firewood.
Mm-hmm. Or... logs.
You ever heard of all back sticks?
Well, the back log is the big one.
But not back sticks.
But not back stick. Back, the back log is the big log at the back of the fire.
Well, what about the wood that you use to start the fire that burns very easily?
Kindling.
Now, have you ever heard that called anything else?
Kindling wood.
People around my part of the country call that lightwood.
Lightwood.
Lighter.
Because
I run into that much more frequently than I do kindling.
No,
I've never
that
heard
is,
anything
that's,
but kindling, or kindling wood.
That is, go chop some kindling.
Well, what about like the one you have here? Most fireplaces usually had something above them that you could place knickknacks or
your mantle, mantelpiece.
Mantelpiece, yeah, that's all I've ever.
Ever heard that called the mantle board?
Mantle piece more than, not mantle board.
Mm. Well, what about once a good bit of wood's been burned in a fireplace, this black substance that forms on the sides, you call that the
soot. Can you think of any synonyms?
Mm-hmm. And after the wood is burned down, all that's left is the
ashes.
What color are those usually?
Gray.
Doesn't vary according to the type of wood that you burn?
A little, but it's usually sort of a gray ash.
Well, tell me about some of the typical things that you would have in an ordinary living room.
You would usually have some sort of a divan or couch.
There used to be horsehair sofas.
And
I would
or
to sit on
sofa.
Like a friend's house.
And
is that all the same thing that you're talking about?
Yes, a sofa, couch, or divan, all one and the same.